Praise the Lord. I'll be quick on it. I thank the Lord for this. I don't think it needs confirmation, but thank you, Lord. I thought of the scripture right then when Phil was speaking. I'm not going to go the whole thing. When the disciples were trying to cast out the demon out of the child. And I think it's Matthew 17, 21. Why couldn't Jesus rebuked him? The demon came out, and the boy was cured at once. And the disciples came to Jesus and said, why couldn't we drive it out? It says they came privately. Their pride had been knocked down a notch, I think. And, of course, he says, because your littleness of faith, truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say this mountain, move from here, go to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Of course, the faith, that's the faith of the Son of God. It's not their faith, it's his faith imparted. And but in a little paraphrase, but this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Well, it's kind of hard to fast in 3 seconds, just being honest, not to be smart, but I mean, that's something that happens over a course of time that you kind of set your heart to, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like Jesus could fast right there in the split second that he was casting out. What he was saying was there was a time, a preparatory time before where I've been in touch with the Father, and I've been made aware of situations, and I have set my heart like a flint to do his will and to fast and do the. And I'm not focusing on fasting necessarily, but there was a time beforehand that had prepared him for right then. It's impossible to fast right then to cast the demon out. It had to happen at some point in the past, and that only came from the Lord. Amen.